Hi, I'm Stan Harris, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 37 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. This is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on today's show is Marathon Michelle Scribner-McLean. Did I remember?
You remembered. It sounds great. I never get tired of that. I actually didn't bring my medal out on parade today. I don't know why. It stayed home. But next week I'll have to bring it around. I brought it to class this week, so it's been fun. So I have a shout out to somebody who I saw during the marathon. She's a friend of ours and one of the co-captains of a running team called the WDW Radio Running Team, and it's Deanna Mongello. And she's just a wonderful, really nice person, and she made it a point to come over and say hello just before the marathon. I had some nerves, and she just kind of looked me in the eye and said, "You're going to do this. Good luck." And I just really appreciate that. And they do a lot of good work raising money for their cause over at the WDW Radio Team. So shout out for Deanna.
Yeah, I love Deanna. She's always got a smile on her face, and she's always cheerful and ready to help anybody. And she's one of those special people that we're always happy to see her, and I always make it a point to give her a hug when I see her. So thank you. And we have with us on the show today, I am going to call them our very first Mickey Miles Podcast correspondents. They are Dave and Holly Allen, and I think you guys are from Illinois, but I'm not sure where. Is that correct?
Yes,
yeah, that's
it is.
Correct.
That's correct. I don't know where you're from. Where in Illinois are you guys from?
We're in the northeast corner of Illinois, about 45 miles north of Chicago, just south of the Wisconsin border.
Wow. Oh, cool. So you must have all kinds of cheese.
Yeah, there are Cub reporters, aren't they?
Cub reporters like Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah, like Jimmy Olsen.
Well, the reason why we have invited Dave and Holly on is because they were very gracious to do some correspondence with us, or do some tweeting and reporting at the 2013 Tinkerbell Half Marathon out in Anaheim. And so we've invited Dave and Holly back to review how things went, and to ask them some questions and try to give the audience an idea as to what it's like to run a half marathon out in Disneyland. So, Michelle, I guess you and I put together some questions, and it just so happens that the first question belongs to me. So, Dave and Holly, are you ready?
We're ready.
Yep.
Okay. This one's a little complex. First off, I want to ask. I know Holly, you've run several Tinkerbell halves down there. Dave, you've run just this one. So, number one, Holly, how many have you run? And number two, what's the difference, Dave? I'm sure you've been out there to watch Holly run. I want to know if you've noticed the difference between the very first one that you guys experienced and this one, if there's a difference, and if you could talk about those differences.
Actually, this was my first Tinkerbell half,
but
I have done the Disneyland half before. So,
okay.
So kind of similar, different course,
yeah.
But I'd say the big difference for me was this time I knew going in that you ran more through the city of Anaheim, not as much like comparing to the Disney World marathons where you're more on property and it's more the tree-lined streets. This was actually, you ran by houses and neighborhoods, so it was a lot different as far as that. So this time I knew that going in, that it would be more things to look at once you weren't in the parks themselves.
Right. Now, between how many Disneyland halves have you done, Holly?
Just one other one.
Okay, you did the one with us, I think, 2 years ago? Is that with us?
It was 3 years ago, 2010.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what kind of a difference in the was that experience compared to this one?
The course was a little different. You ran through Anaheim Stadium, the Angel Stadium, for the Disneyland, which was a lot more fun, I have to say. A lot more exciting than the current course, but it was neat to see a different part of Anaheim this time. And it felt like that you were more in the parks for the Tinkerbell, I think because it started even earlier. It was a 5 a.m. start, so I think they had more time to run you through the park, so you spent more time in the parks. It was about 4 miles, I would say, in the parks.
Wow, a 5 a.m. start. That's pretty early out there. Early start.
Oh, I didn't realize you didn't run through Angel Stadium. Because I really enjoyed that when I did the Disneyland half.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it was a totally, instead of going out, I guess that would be east towards the stadium, you went north of the parks and went into like the actual downtown business district of Anaheim by City Hall and everything, which is very pretty, different area. But yeah, not to the stadium.
Hmm. But you would prefer the regular Disneyland half?
Yeah.
Of course?
Yeah, I thought there was more crowd support as well on the Disneyland half.
Oh, interesting. I have a question for you guys. I love to spend money on running things. For you both, how would you compare the expo for the Tinkerbell half to the January one that you were just at? Because I don't know if we mentioned this, but you left race weekend in Orlando, and then a week later, did your half. Holly, you did the Goofy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you went out the next weekend and did the Tinkerbell. So they're just amazing runners. But did you go to both expos, and how would you compare them?
Go ahead, Dave.
All right. I actually like the Tinkerbell Expo better than I did the Disney World Expo, number one, because of the size. It was a lot smaller, very easy to navigate. And number two, it was we hit it at a time. It was about 5:30, 6 o'clock. So it was nearly empty. It was the Friday night of the expo. So we really could navigate the aisles pretty well. And they also had coolers of water out for you, which was very nice.
Oh, that's cool. And they have it right in the convention center area next to the Disneyland Hotel, right?
So correct. They had it.
Oh, that's neat. So you actually got to shop and take your time.
Yeah, and Holly will tell you, Expo Day in WDW is not my favorite day in the world whatsoever. I just kind of cower in a little ball in the corner and just, like, I leave her at a booth. When she looks at something, I say, like, I'm standing right here. Come back, get me. Pay for it. Do what you need to. Don't bother me. I'm just going to hide.
Because it's too busy.
Too busy. And, you know, just to clarify, too, this was my second half marathon, Tinkerbell.
Because you did your first one when?
The week before in Disney World. So I am not really the runner of the family. So expos and me kind of like, you know, I like to get in and out and get my bib and go.
Were there any vendors that you didn't see? I know you can't compare all, you know, how many dozens there were, but any that stuck out that you saw at Disneyland that you thought were really cool?
You know, I thought it was funny that I agree with David. I enjoyed the Tinkerbell much more as well because it was less crowded and the aisles were much wider. But I still felt like all the big booths were there. Like, you know, iFitness was still there and Sparkle Skirts and all the other, you know, Luna Bars and Run Disney. So all the big booths were still there and they weren't crowded so you could actually look. You know, I took some time and bought a Sparkle Skirt and, you know, where at Disney World Expo, you couldn't even get in that booth. So as far as the crowdedness, it was great. Even the merchandise area for Tinkerbell was much better laid out, much more room, plenty of merchandise. We were there the first day, but it was the end of the first day, so there was still plenty of stuff to look at.
And it sounded like bib pickup was really fast too.
Super fast. Yep, no line. The volunteers were super excited. Even when you went across and did the bib check, they were all cheering for you as you went across that. It was really fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
they were great. I would say the one thing I noticed that was missing were marathons from around the country or the world really advertising there. I mean, you know, this was a half marathon, so maybe it's not the right audience. But in WDW, we did see a lot of other marathons kind of advertising their races and try to draw people to. I didn't really notice a lot of that in Disneyland.
Interesting.
Hmm. Well, let's go to race morning, and you're at the gathering area. And I was wondering if you could compare or discuss how it was getting into the corrals and if there was any difference between how they did corral protocol, that is calling the runners and checking the corral, the bibs and everything, if it was any different from what is done in Orlando.
Much different experience just from the crowd. There was only about 15,000 runners, I'd say, for the half. And we stayed right on property. We stayed at the Grand Californian, which was great because you could walk right out of your hotel and the corral was right there. Literally, we could have walked into our corral. We could have probably walked out at like 4:30 and with the race starting at 5 and been totally fine. We weren't sure if they were going to let you in on that side, so we actually did go to the big gathering area first. We got there at about 4 o'clock and met some friends there and got a picture and had a very easy, short block walk away. Nothing like the Disney World Expo to get into the crowds. They were checking bib numbers.
Did you say they were not?
They were.
Oh, they were. Okay.
At our corral, when we went in, there wasn't anyone there at that time that I noticed. But I know that in the higher, we were in C because Dave was in corral C because that was the first corral that men were allowed in. So he was in C and I dropped back to be with him in C. And I don't know if it was because C they weren't checking, but I know in B and A they were checking.
That's interesting. I noticed when I did Disneyland that it seems to be less intense getting in the corrals, like in terms of people trying to get into a different corral and volunteers checking. Did you find that to be the same case? It sounds like it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It was definitely more laid back. It was very casual morning, no rushing, no shuffling, it was very casual.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I would agree.
So how would you both compare the field of runners for the Tinkerbell compared to the race you did the week before, that half?
Well, there were a lot more women in Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
I would say on a percentage base, probably the same amount in total. But, it really didn't feel all that different from WDW.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just less people, more women, and I would say that was probably the only thing I noticed.
Were there more costumes, you think?
Yeah, I definitely. I thought there were. I thought a lot. I would say at least half the women, I would say, had wings or some sort of an outfit on. I did not wear an outfit. I don't run in a costume. I don't know how women do it. Props to them. I couldn't do it. I felt out of place that I didn't have one on.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah, I would agree there were a lot more costumes.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mike?
Well, one of the things I was curious about was when we ran the Disneyland half marathon, we were very much away from the property for a while. And when you run in Orlando, you're running on the property. And because of that, you're more apt to see more water stops. So my question was centered around, did you think there was an adequate number of water stops? About how many do you think there were and how far apart were they? And where did they place them? Did they place them only on the property within the park? So I'm just curious about that.
No, I thought there were plenty of water stops. I'd say at least a mile and a quarter.
Yeah, I would say there were probably 9 at least. And they definitely were spread evenly out. We were only in the property until mile, like, 5, I think we were off property.
Yeah, we left
the rest
around
of the race.
Then.
And there were plenty from 5 to 12 when we came back on a backstage road around property.
Oh, okay.
Very well staffed, no issues at all with that.
And what about in Goo, too?
Goo, yeah.
Yeah, they had that at mile 8.5.
Yep, 1 Goo stop.
Interesting.
No other food, though, no bananas or, candy or anything like in the marathon.
And the temperatures were chillier too. It was about what, 45 when we started?
Yeah, it was a much cooler day than at Disney World. Much.
So much more comfortable.
Yeah, perfect running weather.
Oh, that's neat. So can you talk about, I know you did the 5K too. Can you talk about the theming for the 5K and also for the half? Maybe I'll ask one of you the 5K and one of you to talk about the half. How about Dave, you talk about the 5K? Because that was the Neverland 5K?
Okay, sure. Yeah, it was the Neverland 5K. The medal this year had Captain Hook and TikTok on it. And the theming was great. You walked onto Main Street for the start of the race.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so, it was really nice to actually start the race in the park. So Holly and I got there early enough that we were Corral A, which meant we were staged in the 6 o'clock area of the hub, if you picture the castle at 12. Then the people who filed in after us were Corral B. They put them at 12 o'clock of the castle, and then everyone else was down Main Street. There were lots of pirates walking around in costume, interacting with the crowd. DJ had on a little costume, pirate or fairy, I forget which one he was. He did a good job. A lot more of, I'd say, the crowd interaction, because they were so close together with the DJ and everything. It felt more intimate than the Disney World 5K. The stage was a big, like, ocean waves with a pirate ship on top where Rudy and the other announcers were. They did some shtick in front of the castle. And then a few minutes before the race, the fireworks went off behind the castle and Tinkerbell flew down.
Oh, wow. How exciting.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Oh, that's neat. So where was the course?
The course went through, started through Fantasyland and then went backstage around the Small World, went backstage for quite a long time. And then we came back around where Fantasyland and Frontierland meet, looped around New Orleans Square, through Critter Country, to backstage again for a bit more, and then kind of crossed into, Holly, correct me here, it was actually, we kind of left property for like a second, and then went under that long tunnel that's over by California Adventure, correct?
Yep, exactly.
And were there characters along the way?
Yes, there were. We got a great picture of the Lost Boys.
Oh,
they were over
by
the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, wow,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yep, Captain Hook, Smee. We also had Mickey and Minnie at mile 3. They were great. The Mater and Lightning McQueen were out in Cars Land. They had a few floats out, as always. So it was really nice.
Oh, that's fun. And what about the theming for the half, Holly?
Yeah, the theming for the half, it was obviously Tinkerbell themed. They had on the big screen, they didn't have... The only time they had fireworks for the start was during the Star Spangled Banner when they do the Rocket's Red Glare. They lit off some fireworks, but that was the only fireworks. I wasn't sure if it was because we were really right next to the Disneyland Hotel at that point in California, and if they didn't want to wake up the guests by doing fireworks for every wave or not. So
at 5 o'clock in the morning.
So they only had the one firework go off, but then for every wave, they had a big jumbotron, and Tinkerbell would come out on the screen and do a countdown and then do her pixie dust with her wand, and that would send us all off on each wave. I thought it was cute. And then the course, same thing. We kind of left property first, but then went into, now I'm drawing a blank. I think we actually did California Adventure first.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And then went back, kind of did the reverse of the 5K the day before, and then went through Disneyland and then up into the city of Anaheim. Now, no characters, obviously, other than in the parks themselves, but there were plenty of character spots. I stopped for quite a few. In Disneyland, they had all the princesses out. They had, Snow White, Cinderella, Rapunzel, Merida, and then they had Aurora and Prince Philip in front of the castle that you could get a great picture with. They had the Lost Boys again. So a lot of character opportunities if you wanted them. So very nice.
And so one of the things that people said about the January race was that they felt that the lines might be a bit longer. Did you find that in Disneyland too? Because it sounds like there are plenty of characters.
Yeah. No. Honestly, I waited. My time was actually faster for the Tinkerbell than the Disney World half, and I stopped, I think, for more pictures in the Disneyland half. The lines were definitely not as long. I think it's because they had more, and they had them, like, the princesses, there were, like, 5 right in a row, so you could pick, which line to get in. Some people, I'm sure, got in every line, but I picked, like, 2. I'm like, okay, I'll just get Rapunzel and Merida and moved on. So I think that helped, that they had a lot more. It helped keep the lines down.
Neat. Mike?
No, I have sort of 2 questions. Holly and Dave, would you say that I've often heard this from those who really prefer Disneyland over Walt Disney World, would you say that the face characters and the characters in total were better out there than in Orlando?
I didn't really notice a difference. I'll have to be honest. I didn't notice a difference in the characters.
What do you mean by better, Mike?
Well, I've had a lot of discussions with people who are out there and who come from California. They visit Florida and they feel that because Disneyland has been around, even though it's been around for only an extra 16 years than Walt Disney World, there is a feeling that the character representation in California is much better because there's more experience out there, and that also because you have Hollywood nearby, the performing arts is on a higher level out there. So I was just wondering if that was something that that Dave and Holly had noticed. Yeah, I sort of know. No, Dave?
Well, I was going to say a couple of years ago, we did see the Mad Hatter Alice doing the musical chairs number in Main Street, whatever is the Casey's kind of equivalent. Mm-hmm. So from that aspect, you know, the fact that I think the face characters probably had more shtick or routine out in Disneyland from what I've seen, that could be the case.
Yeah, they seem to be more confident too. I mean, I don't see as many handlers out there as you would in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, and the characters there too are spontaneous. It's like we thought we were waiting to get a picture with Mickey, and Mickey was going to take a break, and we knew he was coming back, but we were told he wouldn't come back to the same spot. So it's kind of like he just had to hunt and wait and see where Mickey was, and then just like stalk him and get online.
Yeah. All right, that was a side question. But my question, Dave, is for you because you are the cheer guru. And my question is, when you were running both the 5K and the half, were you ever thinking, okay, if I was going to cheer a runner on, if Holly was running these races and I was to cheer, where I would go, how I would do it? Did you think about that?
You know what? I honestly did not, because I was actually thinking about, wow, I'm doing a race.
Good for you, Dave.
But the one thing is, too, with the 5 o'clock start and maybe the way the sun comes up there different than it does in Florida, for me, I thought it was darker a lot longer than it is in Disney World. I don't know if you felt the same way, Holly.
Yeah, it did seem like it stayed darker longer.
So, I mean, the first really bit of noticeable light that I remembered was about at mile 5 or 6 for my pace. So that was right around when you were getting by the Holiday Inn that's kind of off from the parking garages. I don't know what the street is, if it's Harbor or something like that, Walnut. I would definitely pick that area as one place. But for the first 4 miles, with the way it's so pitch black, unless you're at the start, I don't know where you'd go for that first couple miles other than and they had some red hat ladies out by the Disneyland Hotel. So
yeah,
really that
great.
Yeah, that seemed to be about the first point I would pick, other than maybe the Esplanade as well, because
yeah,
we did cross through that.
That would be the start, and then the Esplanade between the Disneyland and California Adventure is another big cheer spot.
Yeah, I would say if you had a car, you could easily get to the downtown Anaheim cheering sections. That wouldn't be too hard, and to get back for the finish.
Hmm. Well, I have no plans on cheering. I had plans on running, but I have no plans on cheering. But I was real curious because our listeners are always asking those questions. So thanks for those observations. And Michelle, I think you have the final question.
I just had a follow-up question about the cheering. Did they have cheer squad the way that they do in January?
Yeah, they did. And we follow a friend's blog, and we were watching hers. And I guess if you got the Platinum cheer squad, you got let into the castle area for a private thing, and it didn't look crowded at all, and you got a special cheering area at the end that kind of looked like Race Retreat, where they had breakfast set up and everything, so you could sit and wait for your runner to finish.
Wow.
So it looked like start, castle, and finish for like the Platinum cheering squad.
That's cool. Well, my last question is, I know Holly is a veteran runner, so I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this. I will ask you each individually. You guys went out and you did your half in January at Disney World. You came and did your Disneyland half at the Tinkerbell. So you got your Coast to Coast medals. Congratulations. So my
Thank
last
you.
Question is, would you do it again, Holly?
I don't know if I would turn around and do it back to back like we did. It was much more difficult than I thought it would be. I think the traveling was really hard. Just the two times we're in the Midwest, so we went east first, had that time zone early get up. So then the next morning we came back and worked for a few days, and then flew west. I think that was the hardest part on the whole thing. The early morning get ups for those Disney races are really tough on the body, especially with the different time zones and the flying. And it was hard on the running too. I mean, I did the Goofy, so it was a lot of, my legs were tired at the end of the Tinkerbell half. I'm not going to lie.
But you like fun. Running. You like running in California. The California
yes.
races.
Yeah. Yes, the California races were super fun. I would definitely do it again. It would be nice if they had even another week between, rather than 1 week.
Yeah, I wonder how many others like you did that.
They said they did say it was 500 coast to coasters. Wow. So there were 500
doing it in a week.
Doing it in a week.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. And Rudy Novotny was doing the same thing as you, going coast to coast. So Dave, you have your coast to coast. You did your first two half marathons in 2 weeks. Would you do it again?
Since I said I am entering this for the coast to coast and ending my running career, probably not. Nothing to do with, once again, the running. Was it hard? You know, my goal was to get a coast to coast medal. Mm-hmm. I got it. So now I'll try to decide what I want to do.
Would you do 5K?
Oh, definitely 5K, 10Ks. Yeah. Just, you know, the half marathon training was a little different for me. Not that it was bad, but just the regimentation of it all was kind of didn't work necessarily well with the way I do things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I kind of said, okay, I'll try it once. Well, actually, try it twice in a week, get my coast to coast, and then we'll see from there. But I would say I preferred the Disneyland Tinkerbell half marathon better than I did the Disney World.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed being out in the city more than I enjoyed the park.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Well, I think that we really thank you for doing all the reporting that you did. And I know a lot of people on the Facebook page and on the Twitter feed really appreciated it too. So thank you both so much. And thank you for coming on the show.
No problem.
You're welcome.
And I want to, that goes along with me too. I really want to thank you guys, because I was just amazed at the tweeting and the energy. And Dave, I was corresponding with you back and forth, and you were just gracious with your answering, and you guys just did an outstanding job. So thank you very much. And you never know, maybe calling on you in the future.
All right.
So for Michelle Scribner-McLean and for Dave and Holly Allen, our Mickey Miles podcast correspondents, this is Mike Scopa saying we will see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.